All right, I'm gonna need you to sit down and listen up. The last thing I want to hear is about how you're struggling with untied shoes and tripping on our hike. Let me give those shoelaces another try, and I'm pretty sure your mommy wants me to give you back in one piece. What is this? Not. Oh gosh. Definitely wouldn't have made it for the rest of our hike. Gotta make sure that you're nice and snug. That is much better. What's that look on your face for? I think someone is still feeling a little bit snug that they got to wear a pull-up on the hike. But I think I caught you talking with all the other campers instead of going to the bathroom before a hike. All right, come on. We're gonna have to try and catch up with everybody. We're a little bit behind now. And your water. I want to see you drink a lot of this. And don't worry, I've got plenty more in my bag, so I think you should be able to get through two or three of these. It is pretty warm outside, and you did say that you went to the bathroom. You weren't distracted. Right, come on, let's go. I know you can be kind of shy having to go to the bathroom around everybody else, and it's gonna be quite some time. Not until we get back. There aren't any bathrooms just in the middle of the forest for you to go use, so I don't know what your plan is, but I do know I'm prepared just in case things don't work out. Okay, why do I see you back here behind everybody else? You gotta catch up. You can't lose anybody or leave anybody behind. I noticed that you've been kind of wiggling around. Is it? I think I already know the reason why you're struggling. Let me go tell the other camp counselors that you're gonna be a second, and I don't know. I'll tell them what happens later. But for now, just stay put right here, okay? All right, it's just us now. Everyone's a good distance away. I think they know it's gonna take us a little bit to catch up, so I can tell that you're absolutely desperate to go. I can see you squirming, and I'm just gonna help you, okay? So there it is. Your big kid pull-up you were so excited to wear today. I'm kind of shocked to see that the design is still there. But I don't think that's gonna last very long, is it? I think you're gonna be really good and you're gonna go for me, right? If you use your pull-up, I promise that I won't tell anyone, and I think I have something that you might like even more, but we can talk about that after you wet this for me, okay? Does it make it easier to go if I touch your pull-up while you use it? See, there you go. Feel how warm it's getting. Oh my goodness. You really had to go. Oh. My. Do you have any more for me? So good. You really did well. I mean, you made it about a little over halfway in the hike before having to desperately wet your pull-ups, but There's a reason why you wore these to begin with, so it's okay. It's okay that you use them. But you are starting to leak. Oh my gosh. I did say I had something else. You might not like it now, but had a feeling that a pull-up just wasn't going to be enough. So I packed you a thick, super dry kid's diaper. That way you can make it the rest of the hike. You might even be able to catch up if you're in a thick diaper. Well, it'll be cute to see how you hike and waddle at the same time. And of course, knowing the messy baby you can be sometimes, I packed some wipes and powder. I have some snacks for you just in case, but sorry, like it or not, I quite literally need you to be a happy camper for me, and I can't show up with you smelling like pee and having a leaky, wet pull-up on, and it would be kind of embarrassing for all the other campers to see too, right? It is just me, you, and this thick diaper here in the forest. So, what are you gonna do? I'm also holding on to your shorts, so sorry, but you're kind of out of options. I'm gonna need you to lay down here. I have a jacket. I can lay down. We're just making it work, you know? All right. Here is a snack for you. Definitely going to need. Now that we've got some clean bums to work with, I'll stop fussing. I think we both knew this was inevitable and going to happen today anyways. I assume you can accept that and just let me tape you into this diaper. We can get moving along. All right, raise your bottom. One more time. Perfect. I do think you look pretty cute in a diaper, anyways. All right, one more tape. And then fix that. My goodness, you almost look too cute to want to continue on. I just want to sit here and appreciate how cute your little crinkly diaper butt is. But the sun is gonna set at some point, so we probably should get it moving. All right, give me your hands. All right. Oh, okay, before I help you get in your shorts, just a couple more pats. I'm still really proud of you for how well you used your pull-up for me earlier. Couldn't help but make you drink lots of water and watch you squirm a bit before helping you out. I guess let you think you can be a big kid who can handle pull-ups. All right. Guess you even brought extra shorts. Let's step on in. Right? Button. Oh. This here. Pull-up wasn't very obvious in those shorts, but diaper's pretty thick. Be pretty embarrassing if all the other campers knew. I mean, I am gonna have to tell the other camp counselors. I can't lie to them about. It's fine. I'm sure they already knew anyways. And if not, people are gonna tell by your thick diaper butt when they get back to camp. I guess since you already peed yourself in the middle of the woods, I could be nice. You can take my jacket and I'll tie it around your waist. Hopefully it'll cover this waddle, because I can already tell that you have one, but you definitely needed something thick for such a good amount of hiking that we have to do today. All right, grab your snack. Let's go. Crinkle is. It's a little noticeable, but it could be worse. All right, let's go. For real this time.